My name is Jim of the Doors.
That's what I just said.
Well, that'll be a lot of fun. It's, you know, unasked for. They just pop out of the unconscious. The bigger, the better. Sensuous, evil, a mood of mystery and strangeness, and also a little bit of religion thrown in there too. The group began practicing in a place called Venice in Los Angeles. It's a beach town. With the atmosphere of a dying arcade. And then our first job was a Christmas party at a house, a relative of Robbie's. Then our first job was at the London Fog on Sunset Strip, and we were there about, it was a small club that no longer exists. And the most people it could hold, I'd say, would be about 50. Maybe on a good night, there could be about 50 people. There was a bartender named George, a doorman named Sam, sometimes Joey would be at the door, waitress named Susie, and a dancer named Rhonda, who danced in a little rope cage across from the bandstand. Jesse James was the owner. He was a young man, but he was dying of cancer, and it was kind of a struggle to keep the place going. In an intimate club atmosphere, you can be more subtle and more intimate. In a large arena, you have to be more theatrical, but they're both interesting. I like playing any place where the headliners and there's a large crowd of enthusiastic people to watch us. What's the difference? You're not aware of individuals as much as in a smaller place. In a smaller place, you can see individuals, you know. In a large place, you can't, all you see is a mass. That's the big difference.